we first of all come to a case which contains an old post-mortem set, and it really almost looks like a sort of rather shiny stainless steel, rather nicely presented carpentry kit. You've got a chisel hammer, which is used for prising open the skull, and they use the term the vault of the skull to describe the inside of it in anatomy. And the brain is, of course, contained within a kind of fairly thick armor of, you know, skin, then skull bone, and then meninges or membranes, and then fluid, which is all designed to protect its delicate fabric. And so actually getting it out is quite a big job.
Okay, well, let's perhaps have a look at some which have been removed.
So we've got on our far left here, we have a cerebral hemisphere, in other words, half of a brain, of an ancient Egyptian from around 2010 BC. This was found in the burial ground of the 12th dynasty at Deir el-Bahari, and it's one of the oldest brain specimens known.
This is not for the squeamish, is it?
No, that's right. The exhibition is quite a serious exhibition, and it does, you know, it's a medical museum. We seek to display human tissue, so this is really about the stories, the human stories behind it.
And what can we learn from the organ itself, then?
I suppose the lesson for me is principally historical, in that it can show you how the brain is really a modern thing. Of course, people have always had brains, but the understanding of the brain as being the center of identity and the personality, that is a relatively modern development.
And you have some brains of some distinguished people.
Yes, that's right. Distinguished and infamous, I think, is probably the terms. So we've got here the left hemisphere part of the brain, one half of the brain of Charles Babbage, the famous English mathematician. And he bequeathed his own brain, which was quite a fashionable and enlightened thing to do at that time, partly because of this discipline of what was called anthropometry, which was the measurement of mankind, often with rather dubious intent, because it was used to kind of differentiate, you know, not only, as they thought, different races, but also different classes, different tendencies, character, criminal versus the intellectual, and so on.
Well, what about brain power? Looking at this brain, the left hemisphere of a great English mathematician, is there anything looking at it that can tell us the size of his intellect?
Nowadays, most neuroscientists and anatomists would say no. That the outward form of the brain doesn't relate directly to intelligence, nor does the mass, nor do the various proportions of it. Crucially, what is important to brains is the environment with which they interact.
I think Einstein's here somewhere, isn't he, in some form?
That's right. Einstein's right in front of us here. Now, Einstein, he willed that he should be cremated, but the pathologist who dealt with his body after he died in 1955 of a chest complaint, of a ruptured aneurysm in his chest at Princeton University Hospital, he demanded, took the brain at autopsy, reserved it for scientific study, persuading Einstein's son that, you know, this was of scientific value to try and, if you like, locate and observe and see if the source of his genius at physics could be located somewhere in this cerebral tissue.
Fascinating. What have we got here? Fresh Brain is the name of the
right.
title of that particular photograph. There's we've seen the pickled brains and the brains that this is a fleshy, blood-covered brain.
Yes, that's right. The series of photographs shows the environment at Cambridge University Hospital, the dissection or the autopsy rooms. In the middle, you have got this pink brain on what looks like it might be a breadboard with grooves in it, the brain freshly removed from the body. The brain, of course, is a famously gelatinous tissue. It's very soft. It has roughly the consistency of blancmange. And so that means that preserving it, handling it, because it's so fragile, is a tricky business. And once you've removed the brain from the body, you have to fix it, as they say, rather quickly by soaking it in a preservative solution. And so it's quite rare to see a really fresh brain.